to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Good morning. It is 7:06 on September the 4th. Our phone lines here are 605-4567.
I'm a glorious morning.
And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat back. Big day today. Okay.
We are chocked full, our morning show, queued up, ready to have special guests. Currently 66 degrees. I just love this weather. I walked out this morning and went, oh, yes. You know, this is when you can start to really feel the, you know, when it's super, super hot, I don't think that, I don't know, it's kind of like, oh, it's stale to me. But when it's this kind of weather, you can really start to feel the earth. I don't know what that is. Maybe that's that fall thing. So it looks like we're going to have 89 today, mostly clear tonight, moon, beautiful moon, 62 degrees. Tomorrow looks like we've got a sunny day, again with 89, mostly clear tomorrow with 61. We've got a beautiful forecast for the week ahead of us, and the weather is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, where, of course, they always have their wine tasting Tuesday through Saturdays. And beautiful Sunday brunch. And Thursday night, don't forget, pizza on the deck. 474-5546. Let's go to the phones this morning with Josh Wiley. He's our Wells Fargo advisor. Good morning. What's happening on Wall Street?
Well, good morning. Markets are rallying this morning due to positive economic data. Currently, the Dow's up 90 points at 14,900. The Nasdaq's up 43 at 3,632. And the S&P 500's up 15 at 1,648. Oil is down 54 cents at $107.11 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.8%. Gold's up $7 this morning at $1,403, while silver's up 96 cents at $24.48 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Walmart's up a quarter at $73.20. Netflix is up $2.57 at $286.35, and Facebook is up 70 cents at $42 even. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thanks, Josh. Of course, we have our Wells Fargo market moment. Our market experts come on at 8:10 and 9:05 this morning. So if you're following the stock market, make sure you tune in to KCNR 1460 because our advisors, our experts, will give you the best on what is exactly happening on Wall Street. Well, Carl, our morning is totally smacked open, but we've got some... Wow, we've got a stack there with a lot of stuff happening this month.
Yeah, well, one of the things I want to talk about, September's a huge Veterans Month. A lot of things going on in the veterans community. One, the VA has designated September as National Suicide Prevention Month. And as you know, that suicides in the military have been rising, even though it's still not to the level of what it is on the outside in the civilian world. But it is still something that we worry about tremendously. Also, what else is going on? Wednesday, it's going to start off this Wednesday with a Veterans Appreciation Day at Shasta College, sponsored by the Shasta College Veterans Club. The free event begins at 9 a.m. Posting of the colors be at 9:30. The Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council is holding its annual Veterans Advocate of the Year Awards Banquet at the Shasta County Veterans Memorial Hall on Yuba Street. Social hour at 5 p.m., followed at 6 p.m. with a dinner and awards program. Tickets are $15 and can be purchased at Classic Cafe, which is a great place to go to, Emilian Cathy, on Athens Avenue in Reading, or the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Also scheduled on September 21st is disc golf tournament and raffle sponsored by the Reading Veterans Resource Center. The disc golf tournament, which begins at 9 a.m., is being held at Enterprise Park in Reading. Also being planned is the September 28th Shasta County Cook-Off and Missing in America Project benefit. This, the Reading-based MIAP is a nonprofit group that seeks out the cremated remains. The cook-off of veterans have never been claimed, and we've had Fred Salanti, the founder of the program, on our show several times, numerous times. And they do, and this is a nationally recognized organization started right here in Reading by Fred Salanti, Major Salanti. Okay, the cook-off there and the benefit also features music and activities for children. It's 7 p.m. at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Also, on September 28th from 5:30 p.m. to 11 p.m. is the MASH Bash 2013 fundraiser presented by the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, featuring Famous Dave's Barbecue. Admission price $35, but you get dancing, you get dinner, you get a 200 includes two bottles of wine and a $200 package of drawing tickets for the silent auction, drawings for raffles and costume contest. How do you get tickets? 378-2280. 378-2280, or go online to NorCal Vets Museum, or just, and they're available at Jones Fort. And give Jones Fort a call, 222-3223. A lot of things going on for veterans. We will continue to announce these as we go along this month. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. Good morning, Bad Bob.
Hi.
You've been busy. Yeah, Linda got us all going this morning, so we...
We got a lot to cover here.
Yeah, when we come back, we want to talk to Mike Quinn about a something that's happening very soon with Congressman LaMalfa that could have a huge impact on our North State and every one of us. We'll be right back.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Papa Bear, you're in the clear. Now put the pedal to the metal and take the checkered flag.
And the Black Bear Diner car takes the checkered flag.
Sugar Bear, that was the biggest thrill of my life. My inner bear is almost completely satisfied.
I know what you mean, buddy. There's just one more thing we have left to do. Celebrate at the Black Bear Diner.
Well, I can already taste the classic comfort food, like the slow-cooked pot roast served with mashed potatoes and country gravy.
That does sound delicious, but I think I'm going for a salad. Maybe the Chinese chicken salad, the grilled steak salad, or a classic taco salad. It's going to be a tough decision.
Heck, we won the race, Sugar Bear. Let's order it all.
I'm not really sure my inner bear is that hungry.
The Black Bear Diner. Good old-fashioned family food.
Good old-fashioned family food. Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is Ted Leidy, senior instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. It's summertime and it's getting hot and dry at our favorite local ranges. When practicing with your personal protection firearm, ensure you carefully monitor your impact areas for fire. Always carry a fire extinguisher and cell phone in case of emergency. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction at 999-1822 for all of your CCW, basic firearm safety training, and private instruction. You can also visit us online at norcalfi.com. This is Ted Leidy and I'll see you at the range.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. AM, and visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindemann, good morning. It is 7:15 in the morning. It's 66 degrees out there. It's going to be a wonderful day. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, great coffee, great prices. You don't have to sell one of the kids to get a cup of coffee or a latte. Walk next door, and they will meet or beat any tobacco price in town. The finest walk-in humidor in the state. Veterans always get discounts, no matter what the month. At Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
September 3rd is the date. Of course, 7:15 in the morning. If you're just tuning in, it's currently 66 degrees in the beautiful downtown studios of KCNR 1460. And our forecast today looks like we have 86. So, it's nice. What you got there?
Well, I was just trying to look up the date because I obviously have that wrong. I have it written down as the 4th. I've missed a day. Hey, we have Mike Quinn in the studio with us today. And with all the things we have to talk about, I mean, there's hundreds, but Mike, who is in our sister station.
KLXR.
And in fact, got us started in radio, which he probably regrets at times, but is probably,
we've invaded his space.
We've invaded his space tremendously. And, but Mike is also a good friend, as is his beloved, Debbie. But Mike stays up on a lot of things that's happened. He's on the REU Electric Commission. And all this, you know, I'm not even going to get into that, or, you know, the committee, because of all this going back and forth about the new building and what a great idea or a bad idea, or there's money stolen, or people are being nasty to each other in print and all this.
Let's just put it this way. You're extremely involved in our community, and outreach, and you've been involved with the theater and supporting so many causes. So welcome to the show this morning, Mike Quinn.
But that's not why we have you here. There's something happening. There's a land grab that you grabbed me by the shirt yesterday. You said there's a land grab going on. Let's talk about it.
Well, this is going to come up tomorrow to a head because our Congressman Doug LaMalfa has called the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to task on their new critical habitat proposal. And basically what they're going to do is something that happened a couple of years ago when a gentleman from Oregon sued the state of California, saying that it was not right for us to be planting trout in the streams and lakes because it was going to kill all the frogs. And now the U.S. Wildlife Service has taken on the same cause, and they're saying we're going to shut down any planting of trouts in the rivers and streams and lakes and all this because we're afraid it's going to kill the yellow-legged frog.
You know, I remember this a couple years ago when this happened, and it had a huge impact on everybody, which said they weren't going to be touching the lakes up there, in the ponds or even the streams. But then the state of California found out maybe that's not true, huh?
Well, it's not true, but they still gave in. And they said, okay, we're going to designate certain areas, we're going to go study and see. Well, you can't study something like this. If you've been putting trout into a lake for over 100 years, which the planting process has been doing, and nobody counted the frogs on day one, and you start counting them now, you don't have a reference point. They don't know. And
anything could cause it.
Well, they don't know that there's a decline because you don't know what the starting number is.
So there could be more of them then.
But you count today and you say, okay, I found 600 frogs in this lake. Does that mean it's increasing or decreasing? You don't know. But there's some things, and I go right to their website. I like to make people argue against themselves because if you go to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's website and it talks about food for rainbow trout, it talks about insects, and it talks about fish eggs. They don't eat frogs. And I can use a reference point right here from our very local community. If you go to the fly shop's catalog and you go through all the flies here in the middle and you go for trout, you know, you've got all of these. You got 1,000 flies.
Right.
But it's not until you get the page that says bass that you see frogs. There's no frogs under the trout section because trout don't eat frogs. Trout are English.
Well,
eat frogs.
When I was, the point I,
Well, let's get back.
Go back like this, too, right. Is that after we did that in California, then we started restocking. We did start restocking ponds and lakes and streams because there was no proof that the trout were causing any inroads in the yellow-legged frog or salamander.
No, they haven't. They've kept some off.
Some of them off, but they've started back up,
right,
in the
yellow. Because they found that it wasn't true.
Well, I want to take a break because what we're talking about here is not just making it off limits. We're talking like 2 million acres of land that this is going to affect.
There's economic impact.
And the economic impact. We'll be right back. We're with Mike Quinn. We're talking about the latest land grab by the government and the huge impact based on no scientific evidence at all. We'll be right back.
Football is better on the river. Escape your Mondays and start your week out right with Monday Night Football Tailgate Fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. Inside Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. Football every Monday, come on down for some action-packed gaming excitement and catch your favorite team on six gigantic screens. Win a pair of Raider tickets, football prizes, or a spin for $100 or nothing, plus $599 kickoff for cash. Nowhere else in town offers this. While you are here, try your luck at the Swipe to Win for your chance to win a table of 10 to our signature big game event, the Ultimate Tailgate Party. Now even better. More games, more ways to win, more prizes, more football fun. Up for some meal deals and drink specials? Grub on our tailgate buffet. All you can eat, only $5 plus half off overtime appetizers until the end of halftime. Excludes alcohol. Extended happy hour until the end of the game. Only at Wind River Resort and Casino can you fit all of this hard-hitting action into one package. Football is better on the river. Wind River Resort and Casino. Also offering Sunday games. For more information, log on to windriver.com.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. The North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott. It is 7:19 in the morning, 66 degrees out there, 605-4567. This portion of the show is brought to you by...
All right, let's just give a big shout out, and we love Estate Granite. You know, Mike Hoover, if you know what, if you were looking for, you know, I'm going to stay in my house, I want to do a little fix up, you know, the holidays are coming, I've got family, I can't stand my grungy, whatever it is, your kitchen, your countertops, your shower, and you're looking to get granite, you know, the prices right now on granite are spectacular, and, you know, you can't just go just get anybody, because you'll find out that sometimes jobs are shoddy. And who is amazing and trustworthy is Estate Granite. Give them a call. They'll do bathroom makeovers. They do forever furniture. And, of course, that Lucky Smoker barbecue that you see, which I'm sure we're going to be doing a lot more of this fall. 241-7866. Estate Granite.
Thank you. Mike Quinn is our guest. Mike's talking about – he's bringing in information. Congressman LaMalfa, of course, is having a fact-finding, open house, is that tomorrow?
That'll be tomorrow, right? And one of them's in Nevada City and one of them's in Auburn tomorrow.
Okay. And this concerns the fact that the government is wanting to put about 2 million acres of land off limits to trout planting or to, you know, for, putting trout into lakes and streams and ponds out there.
And at 2 million acres is over 16 Northern California counties. And these counties, you go to Plumas County, Sierra County, all these, they depend upon fishermen to come in there. I mean, that, you know, they've got hotels, campgrounds, stores. All of those people depend upon the summer season. The economic impact is huge. And to the government, it's huge because the government has campgrounds in which people have to pay a fee in order to stay in. And the licensing, the, you know, not as many people buy, especially the 1 day or 1 week licenses that people, you know, come to the area. Maybe they don't buy an annual one, but some people wouldn't even buy an annual one if they know that there's not going to be any fish in there. So this is really tough. Economically, it's insane. And there is no proof that the trout are killing the frogs.
Now, we talked about the earlier time that there was a suit put against the state of California. Was this a large environmental organization?
No, it was one person from Oregon who sued the state of California, and he got some areas set so that there's no more trout planting in there.
But they did open up some more back to trout planting.
Yeah.
So what we're saying here is the feds want to put it off limits. Is it until they do a study, or is it just because of something they read someplace?
They've pretty much done their study. They're worried about the yellow-legged frog, and they're saying that, you know, its habitat has been ruined by fires and mudslides and pesticides and fungal infections and loss of habitat, as well as non-native predators. Well, let's talk about a predator base. If you've been putting trout into a lake for 100 years, you have another predator base they're not talking about. That's the eagles, the osprey, and the otters that live there. And they depend upon these trout being put in the lakes because, you know, the trout aren't going to just come from nowhere. They have to take them up and plant them. What are you going to do with those endangered or soon to be endangered species if you take away their food? They're
breaking down the food chain this way. Not to say anything, but let's go back just, you know, but that, which was really important. But if you look at the yellow-legged frog in the big scheme of trout, ospreys, otters, other predators like that, and the economic impact it's going to have. I'm not saying wipe out the yellow striped frog, but we don't know.
We don't know.
And everything that you just read to me, fires, pesticides, which is probably from illegal grows,
and chemtrails,
right? And but all of those are something that's also a, it's a cyclic thing. You know, it goes in cycles. To put this off, and to do this of what they're planning will have a large impact immediately on our economy. And when, at the very last time we need it.
That's exactly it. And you go to some of these small towns and those people depend upon a May through September season. If May and September are kind of iffy because, you know, the kids are back in school, but they've got to make it or break it during that time. And, you know, the other thing is that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife on their website, on their very front page, encourages kids and families, and they got a picture of a kid here catching a fish on there, you know, with his mouth.
Probably going, a planted fish.
Oh, it was a planted fish. Yeah, it wasn't anywhere near a frog. But they're encouraging people to go out and, use the land to do this and do that. And then they say, oh, by the way, but you can't do this and you can't do this and you can't do this. And the whole thing is done without basis. It's going to be very interesting because I am going to go down to that. And
so you're going to drive down there. You're quite the fisherman anyway, but but this goes far beyond that because I'm not quite the fisherman. I think that, again, it's another example of a bureaucracy making decisions based on a very narrow term here of a yellow-legged frog, not looking at the overall impact it has on hundreds of thousands of people and the environmental and the ecological chain there.
And who's to say that the yellow-legged frog wasn't imported? They all came from somewhere. They weren't there originally. Who's to say that, all of them are imported. So it's just at what point in time were they there? We don't know. That's the whole problem here. We don't know how many were there 100 years ago.
We don't know
how many are there today.
Why don't we plant yellow-legged frogs too then?
Well, that's what we ought to.
I mean, we're planting trout. Why don't we plant frogs?
You know, in some cases, it's okay to kill frogs. And I'll give you an example. Killark Reservoir. When PG&E wants to take out Killark Reservoir, they know that there are salamanders endangered and frogs endangered up there. And they said, well, sometimes they have to die. If they want to take out Killark Reservoir, they said, we can't rescue them all. Some have to die.
Well, that's all about the water.
That's all about the water.
Well, the same thing with condors. They said some of the condors are going to have to die when they put in all these new subdivisions and the wind turbines. Oh, some of them are going to die. We're not going to hold you responsible. So, okay, Mike Quinn, thanks a lot. This is going to be tomorrow.
It'll be tomorrow.
Okay, we'll be right back after these messages with the Asphalt Cowboys. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are starting the holiday shortened week with gains after President Obama said he would seek congressional authorization for a military strike in Syria. At 10 o'clock Eastern, the Dow's up 96 points. Meanwhile, investors are looking over a couple of big deals in the telecom industry. Microsoft is buying Nokia's devices and services business and getting access to its patents for a total of $7.2 billion. And Verizon Communications is buying Vodafone Group's 45% stake in their Verizon Wireless joint venture for $130 billion in cash and stock. And the fee dispute between CBS and Time Warner Cable ended late yesterday, with CBS programs returning to millions of homes last night. The deal ends a month-long blackout that affected CBS programs and CBS-owned channels in cities like New York, Dallas, and Los Angeles. The companies were in a dispute over how much Time Warner Cable would pay for the programming. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
What if someone invented a way to find the perfect brand new car that didn't involve driving from new car dealership to new car dealership? Well, AutoTrader.com did. By searching our immense inventory of actual new cars for sale, you can see which dealers have the exact 2013 sedan you want. Plus, see who has the best price and compare offers in your area like cash back or low APR, so you can find which dealership has your perfect car and the best deal before ever leaving the house. AutoTrader.com, the ultimate new car marketplace.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Please remember that the Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center are now known as One Safe Place. If you or someone you know is the victim of domestic, sexual, child, or elder abuse, please call 244-0117 or visit our website at ospshasta.org.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health, because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., or listen on the web at kcnr1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Tuesday,
you know,
September
the
3rd.
Bob Belanger. He's so good because we're always firing stuff. What about this? What about that? He's just trying to push buttons and all that stuff.
Well, what Bob says is, I'm not going to answer you. What Bob says is this. I'll answer you after I'm finished. I'm waiting for an answer from last year.
I can either answer your question or I can keep the radio station on the air. Sometimes
it's all about me, Bob.
Yeah. Currently 61 degrees. That's what we're saying. Okay, what's the update? 61 degrees, sunny today, with temperatures reaching around 89, mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 62. A glorious week ahead of us. Sunny tomorrow with temperatures around 89 and lows around 61. This is when you barbecue outside, light the fire, feel good. This portion of the show is brought to you by Holiday Harbor, staycation on the lake. They are still out there. Even though you think the lake is low, you can still take your boat out with the Holiday Harbor fabulous cruise.
It's still 300 feet deep.
Fabulous. Okay. Ski boats, jet skis. In fact, I think we're going to try to get one more trip in before the fall gets here. So absolutely. Holiday Harbor Resort Marina. Give them a call. If you've just been thinking about it, 2013, get out there and have a really nice little staycation, a day trip or an overnight trip. 238-2383.
And speaking of great weather and barbecues, who could forget or not know or not anticipate the 61st annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue at Lake Redding Park Sunday, September 8th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Barbecue all day. Plus a live auction from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Tri-tip or chicken salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, drive-through or eat in the park. Yeah. Okay, Bear, you can go home now.
Work is done.
We have our
outstanding cowboy of 2000 of the year 2000 with us, Barry. It's Weisswasser.
Yes, it is.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's
good morning.
Easy for you to say.
Okay, tell us all about it. You're here. You've got the mic.
Okay. Well, just like Carl said, next Sunday, September 8th, from 11 to 6, we will be serving tri-tip or chicken, coleslaw, cowboy beans, garlic bread.
Coffee,
we have the
drinks.
World's largest drive-through that day.
It's amazing. We do it every year.
The world's
and
largest. How do we know
it's really
the
cool
largest?
Because you can just drive through.
Because I said it was.
It is the largest.
If you hear it on KCNR, it is the truth. From the lips of God to your ears here.
Oh, thank you.
We know that you all do the pancake breakfast and all the lead-up events that happen before the rodeo week. And the Cowboys do so many wonderful things for the community. This is another one of your larger fundraisers.
Yes, exactly.
And how much does it cost? Let's say, okay, it's Sunday. We've people have gone to church or whatever. What are the hours again? And tell us what we're going to see.
Starting at 11 a.m. right after church and going till 6 p.m. that evening. The cost is $7 on your pre-sale tickets, which you can still get now, and $8 at the gate.
All right. Well,
actually, there is no gate, but.
That is a really good deal when you think about what you get and now it is going towards a fundraiser. Tri-tip or chicken, sandwich, beans, garlic bread. You wrap it up really, you know, you wrap it up in your tin foil and you give people, you say, how many do you want, right? At the door, when you're driving through your car, you don't have to get out. Driving through your, you could get out because you've got like picnic tables and stuff like that for people want to hang out. But if you're driving through, what a great way to say, hey, I'm going to meet some buds. Got to visit some friends or whatever. We're taking it home for your family. It's all done for you. $8 drive through and it's a way to be able to raise funds for you. Let's talk about some of the things that the Asphalt Cowboys involved with, what your plans are for the fall and for next year after this barbecue.
Well, pretty much after this barbecue, we'll go dark. I mean, we relax for most of the rest of the year. We might have a couple little things that we do, extracurricular. But
I thought all the Cowboys spent a month in the Betty Ford Center before Christmas.
Maybe we should, but...
I'm sorry. The you know what? You all do... absolutely do so much for the community. And in, but during Christmas time, I know that you all are out there around that parade that you have.
Oh, yeah, well, we get involved in the Reading Christmas Light Parade. Yeah. And just, you know, we're always out doing something, you know. And, of course, you know, every fundraiser we have, like the big breakfast, like the barbecue, goes towards putting on all the events during rodeo week, other than the rodeo, of course.
Right.
But, you know, we're out there, we work hard, play hard.
You make money, you give it back to the community, and how many cowboys are there?
There are 37 cowboys, I believe.
And this is a club.
How long is the waiting list?
At any one time, there's probably three or four people, you know, that have approached us to join.
Right.
And I don't know how many others that every once in a while will say, hey, how do I get in the Cowboys?
And then what's the criteria for being in the Cowboys?
Well, of course, you have to be sponsored by an existing cowboy. And the commitment is really huge. I mean, you have to be available the entire rodeo week.
It's like,
you know, it's mandatory.
It's like Rotary on steroids.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
With fewer people.
So during the cowboy week, you've got to give up a week of your life. It's like taking a vacation from your job.
Yes.
Okay.
And then of course during the barbecue, that Saturday is prep day and then all day Sunday. And, the top hand dinner is mandatory, even though we have to pay for it as individuals, mm-hmm. you know, because it's kind of our awards banquet, the top hand dinner.
Sure.
But it's a great event. There's, you know, music, dancing.
Well, you all certainly have a great time.
Well, we've been to a few.
We were there when
Gordon was, top hand. And we sat at that table and felt, you know, special. And what we want to remind people is that if there was ever a moment of an emergency, let's say that we had
an earthquake
or flood or some kind of catastrophe.
Fire.
The cowboys are those guys that, you know, those tables and those chairs and all, you know, your lending of hands, something that you all do. And I think people need to know that's a pretty big responsibility that the cowboys come.
Right. We are part of the Shasta County Sheriff's Department on a volunteer basis. Last year with the Manton Fire, I forget the name of it, but, we were asked to feed evacuees at the soccer park. And so we fed several hundred people. We cooked for them and fed them a couple of meals.
All right, let's take a break. And we come back. I think that's fantastic. When we come back, our guest is Barry from the Asphalt Cowboys. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Reading Spray Service proudly presents Insect Theater,
we now bring the critically acclaimed film The Good, the Bad, and the Cockroach.
Ugly cockroach and you, dirty hairy spider, it's showdown time.
Hey, look, it must be the man with no name.
No name? Why don't you call me Redding Spray Service?
It's the Bug Man, the one that finished off our entire posse.
Being that the trucks at Redding Spray Service are fully loaded to blow any pest clean away, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do ya, Bug?
His home belongs to us now. You'll never take us alive.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Viva la resistance!
Say when, Bugman.
Draw.
Oh, we're not gonna make it, ugly cockroach. It's been nice infesting with you.
Another home saved. Time to saddle up.
That concludes our broadcast of Insect Theater. But remember, call Redding Spray Service at 221-3007. Let us make your day and blow your bugs away.
Hi, I'm Henry Jack Minnie of Hat Creek Grown Grass-Fed Beef. Pam and I would like to invite you to our ranch on Sunday, September 8th from 10 to 3 for a day of food and fun. We'll start with a ranch tour, followed by a cooking demonstration, then a meal of brisket tacos by Chef Travis Hickey of Crumb's Restaurant. All this and more for a $5 donation. To RSVP, email Pam at hatcreekgrown.com. Remember, that's Sunday, September 8th. Hope to see you there on the ranch in Hat Creek.
Hi, this is Wayne Fisher. If you are concerned about your economic future or the state of your retirement savings, join me for my weekly show, Safe Money Solutions, on Saturday afternoon at 2.
Longtime Redding financial advisor Wayne Fisher is now on KCNR with his Safe Money Solutions, Saturdays from 2 to 3 p.m., or catch Wayne Sunday mornings from 7 to 8.
Join me for some Safe Money Solutions, weekends on AM 1460 KCNR.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 7:46 in the morning, 61 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. Carl and Linda Bott, and we are being brought to you in this segment by Redding Spray Service. That's right. Ask about their free estimates. Whether you're in need of pest control, weed control, tree spraying, lawn treatments, they're going to get the job done right. Ask about the guarantee. Give them a call. 530-221-3007. That's 221-3007. Or check out their website at reddingspray.com. That's our new sponsor now, Redding Spray Service.
Good, man. We can have them come out and look and see if they can spray our bricks so we don't have those little green
weeds.
Well,
they can do that. It has it right here. They can do all that. Plus, they can take the fungus out of your yard, which is kind of scary because all of our yard is fungus.
Well, we have some mushrooms growing.
But they are green. They're green fungus, so it's kind of like we can – anyway. Our guest, Barry Weisswasser and Gordon Bach, who just flew in here, rode in here. Good morning. We've been talking about the 61st Annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue, and we have Kay on the phone. Kay, good morning.
Good morning, Kay. Good morning, Carl and Linda and Barry and who's the other person?
Gordon Bach.
Kay,
hello.
What's
you're
on your
Kay.
Mind?
I just like to say, in I think it was 1986, about February or March, there was a gas pipe that broke underneath the Sacramento River, and Redding was without gas, and Dave McGeorge, the owner of McDonald's on East Cypress, was a member of the Cowboys, and he got a grill from them, or maybe more, and the McDonald's kept going, and they were the only Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. We still got you.
And they were the only restaurant going. With all the people traveling through on Interstate 5, I mean, it's really important to have, you know, McDonald's or somebody.
Yeah,
but they
I think
were the
that's
only
right.
ones that were going because they had the outside grill. They were doing it out in the rain. But
wow.
They're hardy guys.
Yeah, they are hardy guys.
They are hardy.
Kay,
they look
thanks
hardy.
For that sharing of that information.
Yeah.
That's exactly the point that we're making. And so you always think that,
thanks,
you know,
Kay.
that the Cowboys, you know, the guys in the yellow shirts that really know how to play, they play hard, but you know what? They play hard, but they're there, and they're there in moments of a crisis like that. That was a perfect example.
Gordon Bach, thanks for joining us.
You're very welcome.
hey, Gordon, how many, when we talk about, how many pounds, I mean, do you have any idea, ballpark figure of how much barbecue you serve there and the chicken and the tri-tip?
350.
Probably 350 pounds of tri-tip is what we buy.
Oh, no.
4,600. I'm sorry.
And 2,500 pounds of chicken.
Yeah, oh, my goodness. 4,600 pounds.
Yeah, because I'm there barbecuing every tri-tip.
Yeah.
My goodness.
And I'm taking tickets. So, yeah.
You know, when we came through there, it was absolutely, I mean, it was so well organized as you drove through. People are taking your tickets way up there. They're washing your windshields.
They
definitely come up. They're putting their hand in you the dinners. You get a kiss.
Yeah, you do.
Except Barry, please trim that mustache up this year. I got a little brushy spot on my face. But then, and then you go the other end. I mean, you talk about moving through.
Okay, Gordon, we're going to put you on the spot here.
Okay.
What has, you've been top hand. How long have you been an asphalt cowboy?
For 12 years.
Okay. What has it meant for you?
It's just, I feel as though we're making a contribution somewhere to this community. We're asked to do things every once in a while, you know, when the time comes, and we all respond really, really quickly to that. And I'm kind of proud to be around a bunch of guys that'll do that.
That's okay. Great. Put themselves out there. And Barry, same question for you.
Well, you know, I've
how many
been
years?
In, let's see, 14 years.
14 years.
And, I've been in several community service organizations over the years, but the Asphalt Cowboys is the only one I've been in where 100% of the people have a job to do and have to do it, or they're out.
Like
that's the long and the short of it.
Yeah, there's a
once
line.
Once you're in, it's a you are working and you're working hard. Okay,
yeah. That's a team.
Hit it one more time. It's going to be this Sunday at
Lake Redding Park, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Come on, enjoy the park. We're going to have live music also by Nathan Thomas Hutt. He is the lead guy in the Nathan Thomas Band, who will that evening be playing at the Chris Young concert in town.
Oh, cool.
I wanted to make sure everybody was aware of that.
Yeah.
He's going to do a solo thing.
Super.
So it's going to be cool.
Okay.
A lot of fun.
Barbecue is $7 pre-sale tickets. Where do you get the pre-sale?
Well, any of your Asphalt Cowboys that you'll see around this week, you can grab them. They'll all have $7 pre-sale tickets. You can also call to the clubhouse, and somebody will answer the phone or answer your message if you call up there.
Okay, and $8 a day of the barbecue, tri-tip, chicken salad. You can drive through, which is a great way because it's prepared
absolutely
perfectly, or just eat in the park, all types of things going on.
It's real busy. We serve probably 5,000 people through our drive-through and 3,000 people through the park. So it's there's a lot of things going on, an auction, a little entertainment, and just watching us try to do that is quite a bit of entertainment.
That's very entertaining. All
right. 605-4567. If you're listening, we are going to give you two tickets right now, complimentary of the Cowboys, for September 8th. You're going to get your tri-tip and your barbecue, but give us a call here, 605-4567. First caller gets two. And I'm going to watch you guys because there's some of these people, and you know who you are, that get tickets and don't come in and retrieve them. So you have to come to the station and get your tickets for this Sunday's barbecue. Anyway, congratulations
we have
on
winner.
A caller.
Okay. Hey, thank you so
you
much,
guys are great.
Gordon Bach and Barry Weisswasser.
Thank you for all that you do. Thank you. I know that if something happened in our county or community in Shasta County, that we could, you guys are going to be there. You're like this blanket. You're a blanket for us, and we really appreciate that because that's a commitment, time away from your family, to be there of service to your community.
Okay. Yes,
thank you.
It's true. Okay.
Thanks
we're,
so much.
And
the winner of the ticket
was Ricky. And Ricky can pick up your tickets right down here.
1326 Market Street, buddy. They'll be in the box for you.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. 40,000 longshoremen have left the AFL-CIO. Why? Well, we'll talk about that when we come back.
Come and get it. This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will again be ablaze as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up the barbecues for their annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Feast. You're invited to join 7,000 of your closest friends and neighbors for food, the fun, and plenty of entertainment. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Whether you choose to make this lunch or dinner, eat it there, or use the convenient drive-thru, your participation will support the annual tradition of Rodeo Week activities put on by the zany Asphalt Cowboys. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. This Sunday, eat a great meal, support a great cause, and make an Asphalt Cowboy a happy guy. Heck, let's make them all happy. Tickets are $7 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, San Francisco Deli, the Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy. $8 the day of the barbecue. It all happens in Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. this Sunday. Come and get it.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Redding, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
How are you on this beautiful Tuesday here in the North State? Currently 61 degrees in the beautiful downtown studios of KCNR. And
this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. What a huge sale they had over to Labor Day. Cars, trucks, SUVs, if you're looking for one of those, they have it. Your neighbor's making great deals for you right here in the city of Redding. Head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call at 223-2177. Redding Crown Motors, good people.
It's going to be 60, I was going to say it's going to be 89 today, mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 62. And the weather's brought to you by Ensemble Venues. Don't forget, October 4th is Winemaker's Dinner.
40,000 longshoremen leave the AFL-CIO, citing the cost of Obamacare and immigration reform. They believe they've been stabbed in the back by the AFL-CIO, who said that they would not have to be taxed on their health benefits, which, of course, isn't. As they have found out, as Nancy Pelosi says, we have to pass it to see what's in it. No matter what we said, come on, you didn't really believe us, did you? Oh, pshaw. Anyway, the longshoreman said, fine. And August 29th, the president of the longshoremen left. Wrote a letter, said, we're going our own way. If this is the way you're going to be, then we're out of here. 40,000 longshoremen leaving the AFL-CIO because of the cost of Obamacare and immigration reform. Diana Nyad. You know what? Let's end up with something really positive here. 64 years old, on her fifth attempt, swam from Cuba to the Florida Keys, 53 hours in the water. This was her first, this was her fifth attempt. And she is the first person to be able to swim from Cuba to the Keys.
I had read about how she was stung numerous times in the past attempt by jellyfish, so swollen that they had to just, you know, for medical reasons, remove her. They were worried about her because her lips were swollen on this one. Like she, can you just imagine the endurance? Okay, Carl, you know what it is.
Well, no, it's the constant swimming.
Well, I mean, were scuba dived forever.
Yeah, but it was, you know, and I've done long distance swimming also, but nothing like this. Nothing where the fact is she had like a 31 person support team with her, including kayaks and people in front of her that were trying to get the jellyfish out of the way, which they couldn't. She had divers underneath her that were there to try, you know, to make, you know, to watch out for sharks because sharks are prevalent in there. Anyway, she made it. And what she said was, and this was the greatest thing, is when she said, you have to remember, never give up and you're never too old to chase your dream.
Oh.
Diana Nyad swam from Cuba to the Florida Keys. All right, when we get back, we're going to have Dr. Paius DeNuca talking about healthcare and socialized medicine. We'll be right back.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. Public and private pressure is being put on members of Congress today to support military action in Syria. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is live at the White House.
Leaders of the House and Senate and top members of key committees attended a morning meeting with the president today.
It is appropriate that we act deliberately, but I also think everybody recognizes the urgency here and that we're going to have to move relatively quickly.
The president saying the draft resolution he sent to Congress will provide him authorization to strike Syria over its chemical weapons use.
What we are envisioning is something limited. It is something proportional. It will degrade Assad's capabilities.
Meanwhile, Congress has begun working on Syria. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee holding a closed-door session this morning, and it will hear an open session from Secretary of State John Kerry and Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel this afternoon. Chris?
Mike, an Israeli missile test today with our military's involvement, we're told, has nothing to do with the situation in Syria. Live in Jerusalem, Fox News Radio's Emily Wither.
Russia was first to say their radar systems detected ballistic objects fired towards the Mediterranean Sea, roughly in the direction of Syria, later confirmed by Israel's defense minister. Explaining that Israel was testing a new version of its missile defense systems in partnership with the U.S., who provided technical help. It fired a Sparrow missile that simulates the long-range missiles of Syria and Iran, using it as target practice for their ballistic shield. Israel said the test had been planned for a long time. Chris?
Emily Wither in Jerusalem. Thanks. The new San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge opened for this morning's commute.
The opening of the new East Span truly is a landmark event. It marks the end of nearly 24 years of effort to deliver seismic safety to all seven of the state-owned toll bridges in the Bay Area, something we achieve as of today.
Steve Heminger with the Metropolitan Transportation Commission. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 87, and you're listening to Fox News Radio, Fair and Balanced.
The team had met twice now, and John believed he'd been left out of the loop both times. In the break room, when he approached certain people, conversation appeared to stop. Rejection haunted John, and at last he told his boss. She promised to look into it. She told him, John, I've discreetly inquired into your concerns, and these fears have no basis. You're a valued team member and a well-liked co-worker. But this preoccupation with imagined problems has derailed your work and my time. This is Howard Butt, Jr. of Laity Lodge, and I've seen imaginary fears lead to real problems. So stay alert to the potential traps of gossip, half-truths, and even overworked thoughts in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Construction spending's up 0.6% in July. Factories expanding at the fastest pace since June 2011. Microsoft's looking to expand what it's into. Here's Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso.
Chris, it's a deal that's been 2 years in the making. Microsoft snagging essentially all of Finland-based Nokia, which includes licensing, patents, and services of its phone operations. The price tag for that acquisition, $7.2 billion, as the software giant pounces on the global smartphone and tablet markets, and specifically rivals Apple, Google, and Samsung. The deal expects to close early next year after approval by Nokia's shareholders. Chris.
Jeff, a standoff between two big media companies is over, putting a lot of people's favorite shows back on.
The CBS network is back on air in more than 3 million cable homes where it had been dark for a full month because of a bitter fight over fees with Time Warner Cable. Both sides claiming victory in the spat that had CBS go dark in New York, Los Angeles, Dallas, and slivers of five other cities. But CBS looks to be the real victor. Its monthly fee per home reportedly will rise to $2 in a few years, up from less than a buck a month currently.
Fox Business Network's Dennis Neal in New York. More people went to the movies this summer.
If you forget about films like After Earth and The Lone Ranger, the summer film season wasn't all that bad. And if you ask the box office, it was great. The summer season ended with a record $4.7 billion in box office revenue, up 10.2% over last summer, with attendance rising 6.6%. The biggest hit of the summer was Disney's Iron Man 3, which made $408.6 million domestically and $1.2 billion worldwide.
Got a lot of apologies to make.
A portion of the revenue bump could be attributed to rising ticket prices, which on average went up 27 cents from last year.
That's Fox News Radio, Sabrina Sabah, and I'm Chris Foster. Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live and hop into our chat room at KCNR1460.com. 8:06 in the morning. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, and good morning to our chat packers. Chat pack room is a little, where are you guys this morning? You know, it's so beautiful out. I'm sure y'all taking walks, but, we've got, so much to engage in this hour. Let's go to the phones with our market minute with our expert Josh Wiley from Wells Fargo. What's going on, Josh?
Well, good morning. Markets remain positive on this first trading day in September. Currently, the Dow's up 83 points at 14,893, while the Nasdaq's up 41 at 3,631, and the S&P 500's up 14 at 1,647. Oil's up 29 cents at $107.94 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.82%. Gold's up $4.70 at $1,400 an ounce, while silver's up 90 cents at $24.42 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks, Cisco Systems is up 34 cents at $23.64. Bank of America is up a quarter at $14.37, and Microsoft is down $2.01, $31.38. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Josh, and we'll be hearing again from our Wells Fargo experts at 9:10 this morning. Currently 64 degrees in the downtown studios. If you're just tuning in on this 8 o'clock, you're listening to KCNR 1460. Looks like our temperatures today are going to reach around 89 and a mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 62. The weather's brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Don't forget, October 4th is winemaker's dinner at Anselmo Vineyards, and they're the sponsors of our weather every day.
Hey, and the yesterday when we were playing, we went off yesterday to the little 9-hole golf course there at the river. Was that River Oaks?
I'm a total hacker. I'm just beginning.
But you know, after that, we came back, and you know, when you're using muscles you haven't used for a while, those type of muscles, you could have some problems. But sleeping has never been a problem since we picked up our Sleep Number bed with a dual air technology.
That's right. And I feel really rested today, even though we, like I said, we had this exercise yesterday that was great, using parts of the muscle in the system and the just stuff that, you know, you can get stressed out and fill our bodies. I don't know, when I got home, I was like, but it was wonderful. I'm so glad that we got to do that. And again, I think I went to 45 last night on my side of the bed.
Well, I'm still at 35, but here's the big thing is that are you overdue for a new mattress? And, you know, we are sold on this. You could go to any mattress store and get sold something. But now, if you go to your Sleep Number store, it has been such a big success. They're extending that Labor Day sale. And so during the final days of the biggest sale of the year, every Sleep Number bed is on sale. The Queen mattress is now starting at just $599, plus special financing on all beds. The sale ends this Sunday. And only Sleep Number beds feature dual air technology. Your partner can have a different number than you.
And highly recommend it.
Sleep Number store is located in the Target Shopping Center right next to the Vitamin Shop. Sleep Number, a great way to rest at night. Okay. All the things that are going on this month with the veterans, but it's also the 75th anniversary of the Shasta Dam. We'll be talking about that. But after we take our break, we're coming back with Dr. Paiush Dhanuka, and we've got a lot of things to talk about. The doctor brings in such a refreshing perspective on medical care and the socialization. And I don't mean the friendliness, but how our society is becoming leaning toward a socialized society where so much is being provided by so few. We'll be right back after these messages.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Papa Bear, you're in the clear. Now put the pedal to the metal and take the checkered flag.
And the Black Bear Diner car takes the checkered flag.
Sugar Bear, that was the biggest thrill of my life. My inner bear is almost completely satisfied.
I know what you mean, buddy. There's just one more thing we have left to do. Celebrate at the Black Bear Diner.
Well, I can already taste the classic comfort food, like the slow-cooked pot roast served with mashed potatoes and country gravy.
That does sound delicious, but I think I'm going for a salad. Maybe the Chinese chicken salad, the grilled steak salad, or a classic taco salad. It's going to be a tough decision.
Heck, we won the race, Sugar Bear. Let's order it all.
I'm not really sure my inner bear is that hungry.
The Black Bear Diner. Good old-fashioned family food.
Good old-fashioned family food. Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Wind River Resort and Casino is bringing you the Spasmatics live in the Event Center Friday, September 20th. Performing awesome sound, styles, and way cool dance steps from the 1980s, a decade we all love. Outstanding musicianship combined with creative flair and style makes for an evening of pure energy and entertainment. So Friday, September 20th, get flashy and be ready to party with the Spasmatics 80s style. Only $5 a ticket. Purchase at the River Club. Must be 21. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Come down to Wind River Casino and play your cards right on the third Thursday of the month from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. and join us for exciting fun as the 21 Pit turns up the volume and transforms into the ultimate party pit, offering $1 select tables, drink specials, party pit pong, party wheel for free prizes, pimp cup giveaway, friendly dealers, and an exclusive DJ in the party pit. No one else in town offers this. For the party pit details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:12 in the morning, 64 degrees out there. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Good morning. Hey, our guest, Dr. Payush Dhanuka. We have the good doctor on once a month. And he has written articles for the newspaper that on how long does it take to become an American, which just met with
a wonderful
article, which met overwhelming response.
We passed that out at Forward, trust me.
And the doctor, if I can, we've gotten to know Payush well over the last several months or a year now. And here's a man and his wife who came to this country, who understand what democracy really means, who both being physicians chose Reading to come to and live, and has so many important things to say because he comes from an area where the society is socialized, where it is, medicine and education, even the Second Amendment, what's left of it. Is, you know, and supposedly a country that is a free democracy, but isn't. And just listening to your comments every month has been an eye opener. And so many people have told us this. So welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you, Carl. Thank you, Linda, for having me here. Well, thanks for your kind words.
Well, it's absolutely true. Now, you're going to be talking about the impact again of, in California this time of what California is trying to do.
So last month while I was here, we discussed how I felt that the whole issue is about control. The whole process is how to control the 17 or 18% of economy. And it's not about the quality. It's not about covering people. And if you or your listeners may recall that I discussed a story, a parable where a monkey gets to divide amongst the cats the piece of cake, but actually eats up the whole cake himself and leaves nothing for the cats for fighting. So I'm going to go into a little bit more specifics today, exactly how this is going to play out in California. The picture has been very confusing so far, but it's becoming more clear. It's still not very clear. People are still not sure exactly how it will work, and there are a lot of bugs in the system. But what is emerging right now is there are a couple of things which are emerging. First, there's an estimate that 12 million or so people in the country will be shifted to Medicare under Obamacare.
12 million?
12 million or so.
Wow.
So that's expansion of Medicare, including the state of California.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a new insurance, just shifting them to Medicare. Federal government will initially cover the cost of that, but after a couple of years, cost sharing by the federal government will reduce and it will be more of state government. Second thing is they expect every year 6 to 7 million people will register into exchange offered insurance system over the next 4 or 5 years. So 24, 25 million over 5 years will be covered by that. That's how they plan to cover all the uninsured people. Now, exactly what do they mean? First of all, Medicare. The people who go to Medicare are becoming a part of a Medicare HMO in North State, as we all know that by now, I hope. So, what's the effect is, if you have a Medicare and Medicare, two insurance, your Medicare is a primary, your Medicare is a secondary, you are automatically have to sign up for Medicare HMO, and that means you are assigned a provider or a physician, which is not necessarily your first one, not your previous physician, because your previous physician may not participate in the medical HMO. So even though you have Medicare is primary, your medical is HMO, is secondary, you have no choice but to limit yourself to the network provided by that medical HMO only.
So your choice of physicians
is reduced.
Is reduced.
So your previous physician may not participate in that, but you don't have a choice to go to him anymore, even though your Medicare is primary. Remember that.
Right.
So, same thing is...
We've got something we're going to play here in a minute, so we're just at the end of when you're finished with your thoughts here.
Second thing is happening is the insurance which is offered on exchange, how is that playing out? So, first of all, the choice of insurance is limited there. Because there are only two companies, Anthem, Blue Anthem, and Blue Shield, who are providing that. All other insurance, private insurance companies are not participating.
Yeah, the big one's pulling out here, waiting to see what happens, which is really a blow to the both to California and to the Obamacare.
Right. But you have to look at the perspective of these insurance companies. They benefit from it. So it's basically a marriage between a big government and big corporations here. So those who are left behind will have a field day, and I'll explain to you how. How it's going to work out is those insurance companies will be required to have certain characteristics, those insurance. First of all, they have to provide a cheaper insurance.
Right.
And of course, nothing is free. So how do they provide cheaper insurance? They don't just create money, right? You know, our federal government.
Like our federal government does. Right. Yeah. How we print money here, you know, by the billions. Yeah. No, they can't do that.
Right. So how will they do that? First, they are going to reduce slightly cheaper plans on this, but increase the cost on the plans which they offer outside the exchange. So all the people who want to keep their previous plan, supposedly they have grandfathered into it.
Right.
Their cost will increase. Already, in anticipation itself, my cost, and I'm sure a lot of people will realize that, their cost has gone up to 10% in anticipation. So they will shaft the people who are not on the exchange. That's number one. Number two, on the exchange, they are supposed to have minimal essential health benefit. And that's a kind of a technical word they're using, essential health benefit plan, that they must provide at least this much service for a cheaper plan. Now, how do they define that? They define that by using a benchmark. And what's the benchmark? They use is the benefit should be at least equal to the largest HMO in the state. And who's the largest HMO? Kaiser. So, whatever Kaiser offers, you got to offer that.
Okay.
Now, we all know the stories of Kaiser. If people don't know, for example, if you have, in my field, in Gus.
I tell you what, let's take a quick break here on that, and this one, because you've just made some, you know, some huge statements here that you've got to offer the same amount as Kaiser. And Kaiser, of course, is going to be the that's the benchmark.
Right.
Then Kaiser becomes the, you know, de facto controller of the types of medical care you get. All right. But, okay. As we're going out here, Bob, play that one clip we have, clip four.
We will keep this promise to the American people. If you like your doctor, you will be able to keep your doctor, period. If you like your health care plan, you will be able to keep your health care plan, period. First of all, if you've got health insurance, you like your doctor, you like your plan, you can keep your doctor, you can keep your plan.
I think we've got the idea here.
Did you just have to ruin my day?
We'll be right back. Dr. Payush Janukha is our guest. We're talking about how, yeah, you can keep your health plan. Ha, 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 ha. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot. And in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Shasta Library Foundation presents Taste of Thailand, Saturday, September 7th at the Holiday Inn. Taste of Thailand is a unique evening featuring a culinary marketplace of Thailand, beverages, silent and live auctions, and cruise giveaway. Come enjoy this fabulous event. Taste of Thailand. Reserve your seat or table now. Call 246-0146, 246-0146, or go to ShastaLibraryFoundation.org for more information. Tickets on sale at Enjoy the Store, Red Fox Boutique, and the Friends Bookstore. Taste of Thailand, September 7th.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Yeah, Carl Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 8:25 in the morning, September the 3rd. This portion of the show brought to you by Lions Heating and Air, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Service first, quality you can count on. Yes, it's cooling off now in our area, but then it's going to be cold weather coming up, and you need to have your systems checked and maintenanced and maybe even replaced, and that's Martin Graff and his people from Alliance Heating and Air. Marty's a four-year veteran of the Army and has a second-generation heating and cooling contractor with over 25 years of experience. His people are out. His people are well-trained. They know what they're doing. I can't say enough about them, the professionalism they bring to every job. Give them a call at 221-2642, 221-2642, or check out their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. Our guest is Dr. Pius Dunuk, and we were leaving as we're finding out is that, you know, as we said, if you like the healthcare system you have, your doctors, you can keep it. We know that's not true now, especially in California, that if you're not part of this one set of organizations, that Anthem, Kaiser. Kaiser, the way Kaiser is the way everybody's going to be.
You just had to ruin my day by playing Obama.
Oh, I've got other. No. We've got others that we're going to be playing too about going to war for no reason, going to war over chemical weapons that you can't prove, going to war by yourself. You know, our strongest ally, England,
it's like,
voted, no, we're not going in there.
We make our bed, we have to sleep in it. So we elected Obama as a country, so we have to live with him, right?
Yeah, what we're going to talk about this, you know, we'll have time to talk about going to war in Syria. Now, having been in combat several times in my life, 30 years in the Marine Corps, going where you're told to go, I have a tendency to look askance at leaders who can't make up their minds, who say things and then do something else. And it's not just Syria, it's in healthcare.
Everything.
Okay.
So, what I was saying was that,
we have about 3 minutes left in this segment here.
So the model which is going to come up is basically they're going to restrict the number of drugs, specifically each class will have 4 drugs. Law does not say that it have to be any brand name, so they will all be generic.
Okay, generic drugs.
Like any HMO. Second, the benefits will be limited by the physicians themselves working under these contracts from these organizations. And the reason is they're going to cherry pick the physicians who spend less money on the patient's care. And that's the whole goal, to spend less, not the quality. So, for example, if you go to Kaiser, and if you have, in my field, let's say gastroenterology, you have rectal bleeding, so you will be given a sigmoidoscopy, not a full colonoscopy initially, because mm-hmm. it's a short procedure, and they want to reduce the cost.
To see if they can find anything right there.
Exactly, rather than doing the full colonoscopy. So that's just to give an example. So they want to cut the corners in every which way they can. So all the physicians will be evaluated based on the total money spent, and if they don't meet those benchmarks of cost cutting, they will have this income cut, or they will have their name restricted from the panel. So you can't really go to the physician who speaks his mind and who does the best for you. What he has to keep in mind is he doing the best for the insurance company? And by restricting this panel, what they're going to do is they're going to drive out more and more of physicians out of practice. So what's happening is already in this county, if we see in the last few years, half the physicians have left their private practice to either join a hospital or join an HMO or a big organization. All of them have contracts with the insurance company to reduce the cost. This process is going to accelerate. So what's going to happen is your physicians will no longer be there. So Obama can easily say, yeah, you can take your physician, you are free to go to your physician, but your physician will no longer be in the practice.
And you'll have to pay for it out of your pocket.
You'll have to pay out of your pocket if you want to go completely. So with that, this false promise of keeping the physician, keeping the plan, will disappear.
So this is that if you're going to be in the exchanges, mm-hmm. now if you've got a certain kind of health insurance, I mean, if you're in Medicare, mm-hmm. it doesn't really impact on that.
But if you have a secondary Medicare secondary is exchange based, then it does affect you.
Then it does affect you. So it's going to affect many more people than you think.
Exactly.
Okay, we're going to take a break. Being in the VA system, they sent me an email or a letter that said, you're okay. You're in the VA system here. However, I'm also in the Medicare system too. So that kind of thing, you know, does that have an impact on it? I don't think so, but it's very confusing. And for people who are, you know, that are reaching that age where they're getting ready to retire and they've got this healthcare plan, this healthcare plan may just completely go away under Obamacare.
Yes.
Okay. We'll be right back. Dr. Tapai Shinuka is our guest. We're going to finish up on this, and I think we're going to probably address Syria and that red line that we've been talking about. We'll be right back after the message.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu.
Gives us the ability to degrade Assad's capabilities when it comes to chemical weapons.
President Obama at a critical meeting with congressional leaders this morning as he continues to make his case for action against Syria for using chemical weapons. President saying he's confident he will be able to work with Congress to pass a resolution greenlighting military intervention. Senate Foreign Relations Committee holding a closed-door session to be followed by an open hearing this afternoon. And an American woman makes history.
64-year-old endurance athlete Diana Nyad is now the first person to swim the Florida Strait from Cuba to Key West without a shark cage. It was a 112-mile journey, one that she's tried in the past but never before to completion. Usually jellyfish stings have caused her to give up, but this time she wore a special mask to keep them off her face.
Fox Radio's Evan Brown. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
When it comes to TV, we have one simple question. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for the best value in entertainment. Not only will you find the same channels you know and love for less, Dish sweetens the deal with free HD for life and premium movie channels free for 3 months, including Blockbuster at Home. You can also save a bundle when you combine DishNet high-speed internet with your TV service. And of course, Dish is home to the award-winning technology like the Hopper and Dish Anywhere. Why would you ever pay more for TV? Switch to Dish and see where the real value is. Free HD for life. Premium channels free for 3 months. Scores of movies with Blockbuster at Home. Plus, extra savings when you bundle with DishNet high-speed internet service. The same channels simply cost less with Dish. Visit B&T Satellite, your local Dish authorized retailer, or call Big Doug. That's 244-3684.
Limited time offer, 24-month agreement, and credit qualification required. Cancellation fee, auto pay and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, good morning. It is 8:34 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. DC Tim and the Man in Black do a lot for our community. They do a lot of volunteer work, put on a lot of things for our community. But the best thing they do is give great haircuts at great prices, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. It's man's last stronghold. You gotta like this place, and you gotta like the people in there. They are absolutely friendly. Catch up on all your reading there, from Popular Mechanics to National Geographic and everything in between. Cypress Square Barbershop.
If you're just tuning in, it is currently 67 degrees this morning. This beautiful sunny day, our temperatures are going to reach to 89, mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 62. Tomorrow looks like we're bringing on around 89 and mostly clear tomorrow night with 61. Our forecast looks beautiful this week. Great week to be out and about. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Our guest this morning is Dr. Danuka.
So as we were leaving, we were talking about, there's a question that came in on the chat room, is Kaiser not part of this? Are they not part of this effort?
So, primary insurance which are providing on exchange are Anthem Blue and Blue Shield.
Uh-huh.
Kaiser, I'm not sure, is going to provide insurance on the exchange itself, but both Blues will model their benefits plan based on Kaiser because they're required to follow the model of largest HMO in the state.
Which is Kaiser. So everybody then will have to offer what Kaiser's offering.
Exactly. At least at the minimum.
If you want to get into the exchanges.
Right. Exactly.
All right. So, now, and that leads to
the rationing.
Rationing.
Second thing which you have to remember is these plans by law are allowed to increase their rates up to 10% every year without giving any justification. So we know how that plays out. The rates can be increased every year up to 10% without giving any justification.
So every year they can go up 10%?
Without giving any justification.
Without justification.
If they want to increase more, then they have to go through the exchange and justify the increase.
Right.
So whatever is offered right now is not necessarily going to be something cheap in a couple of years down the road.
And also the thing, too, is that you said something about being able to select patients. Do they have a choice? And do the exchanges have a choice in selecting patients?
So, first, if your employer offers the healthcare plan, then you don't get any subsidies.
Right.
So, if you, so they don't have any choice in select, I'm not aware of that part, that if they have any choice in selecting the patient, but there are certain ways they can do it. So what happens is, for all the premium, government is going to provide some subsidies. And government is also going to provide some subsidies to cover deductibles and co-payments below a certain income limit. But right. only if your employer does not offer the health plan. If your employer offers the health plan and you buy something on exchange, then you're not entitled to receive any subsidy.
Okay. I know the insurance portion of this, having Judy Maxwell, and she says it is such a mess right now. Trying to figure out, you know, who gets what for where.
Exactly.
Is extraordinary.
And then there are four tier plan: platinum, gold, silver, bronze, which is supposed to pay up to 90, 80, 70, 60% of the benefits. Let's say silver plan, which is supposed to be probably the common one being going to be used. The maximum out-of-pocket expense is going to be $6,350 per year. That is the limit of health saving account limit. But if you take into account both pharmacy benefits and other services benefit, the total combined maximum out-of-pocket expense for a family is going to be $12,500. So what that means is, as a family, if you sign up for silver plan and you don't get any subsidies because your employer has already offered you plan, but and you refuse to take it for a cheaper plan.
Or you make $87,000.
Right. Then you cannot get the subsidies, and your expenses from your pocket will be $12,500 up to per year. On top of that, because a lot of physicians and facilities may be out of network, if you go to them, then they are not even included in that $12,500 limit.
Okay. So now you're talking about your health care, which you used to have, somewhat manageable. I had it underneath the company, but now the company is maybe just cuts back, or maybe the company's got, you know, I used to provide health care for you, but I've got 60 employees, and it is just going to cost me another $60,000, $100,000 a year. I can't afford that, so I'm going to tell you all to get your own. Or I'm going to cut it back so much that you're going to have to go out and seek
exactly.
it. Right.
So the beauty of this whole game is they are very smart in doing this. They're not saying that you can't have it. They're just going to make it difficult for you to have it. So they are not saying that you cannot have your doctor, you cannot have your plan. They're just going to make it difficult for you to have it. So if you can, my suggestion to people is, a practical suggestion, if you have a plan which is pre-existing, you may have a choice. You may, not necessarily. And again, there's a question of freedom, whether you really have it or not. But you may have a choice to keep your plan you're grandfathered in. And I would suggest you keep it. I'm doing that. My insurance agent has told me several times, keep the plan you're grandfathered in. Because these plans which are being offered on exchanges are phony to some degree. Not 100%, but to some degree. Because they're the promises they're making of cheaper plans, but they're not going to be able to keep the promises without playing the gimmicks.
And we're going to still have to, the subsidies that they're giving, we're still paying for this. You know, they'd say, oh, but think of all the money we're saving because they don't go to the emergency room. So that's not necessarily true.
If you take one thing away from this morning show, that's it, what you just said. That's a great morsel of advice.
You know, and unfortunately, those who forget the history are forced to repeat it. These experiments have failed in other places, whether it's in USSR. There was a reason Soviet Union came down. There is no free lunch in this world.
And, you know, people don't realize that if you want to have socialized medicine, if you want to have medicine that everybody can have, and then, but you have to subsidize for it, somebody has to pay for this. And that means your taxes are going to go up. I don't care who it is or where it is. It can't sustain it, because as the population gets older and the economy, you know, stays stagnant, you're going to have to start taking taxes and taking things away or limiting health care, just like they do in other countries.
And from all this, what is missing is a malpractice reform, which actually hyperinflates the cost of medical practice in the country.
Which of course they don't, not only do they not want to address it, but California has actually got a bill that's being introduced to take away the
MICRA.
Yeah, take away the limits on malpractice suits.
And who benefits from that? Only the trial attorneys, not the patients.
We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, our guest, Dr. Paige DeNuca.
It's going to be a damn good celebration, and you're all invited. 75 years ago, thousands of hardworking men and women traveled to Shasta County to be a part of building the second largest dam in the country. Join us as we honor and celebrate these dam builders and their families who forever changed California and the way we live today. They came to build a dam and stayed to build a community. You won't want to miss the fun September 14th through the 21st as the whole community comes together to commemorate Shasta Dam's 75 years. The week-long party will include a fun run up the dam, night tours with a special film showing in the auditorium, the Shasta Lakes Lion Club Show and Shine, monolith tours at the Turtle Bay Exploration Park, a human number 75 on the dam aerial photo will be taken, barbecues with live music, the dam workers reunion luncheon, and so much more. There is something for the whole family. You will want to get all the details at our website, ShastaDam75.org, or give us a call at 276-2037. Happy anniversary, Shasta Dam.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows, Director for Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. If you are a post-9/11 veteran who served active duty, National Guard, or Reserve, I want you to know that Homeward Bound is here for you. Homeward Bound offers a variety of local services for you and your family, such as family counseling, emergency services, job search, vehicle assistance, just to name a few. And we offer a place of solidarity for you and your family. Our offices are co-located at 3711 Meadowview Drive, Suite 100, with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, which honors our veterans from the Revolutionary War to Afghanistan. The hours we are open are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information or services, or if you'd like to donate to Homeward Bound, please call 378-8046. That's 378-8046.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Why Shasta Gas Propane? How about competitive prices, senior and veterans discounts? Locally owned, family operated. All of those great reasons to use Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. 365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane. Sometimes I listen to the bump music thinking it has something to do with what we're talking about, but then I can't understand the words. So what did that have to do with anything? Or was it just because it felt good?
Well, just kind of,
getting a fight or something like that?
The song is
that?
Called The Stroke, and I was just thinking about what the government is doing.
Yeah.
Just leave it right there.
Yeah, we're being stroked, all right. Okay. Hey, our guest, Dr. Paige DeNuca. And one of the things we talked about during the break, remembering what Judy Maxwell, who is an insurance expert, was telling us about the health insurance. She says one of the things about this is the government is offering up all these helpers. Well, these helpers are people you call at the 800 number or you see them in some storefront and you give them all your information, your social security number, how much money you make, all of this. And they're going to get you into the right exchange, the right program, which is kind of like hoping that you win the lotto this week, as part of that. So it may not work, may not work. they're winnowing this down. They're forcing people into, they're going to keep forcing people into these exchanges or things like that. Many doctors and organizations are just trying to stay away from this. But are they going to be able to?
So I would compare this with they're basically herding us like cattle.
Okay. We're part of the, you know, and as you've said before, do you want to be the cow or the cowboy?
Exactly.
But right now, they're trying to make us into cow.
They are trying to make us into cow. And, that's how they benefit from it. They can send us to slaughter when they want to. They can feed us and they can promise the food, but then the government promises to provide the service, it must first take the control, not only raise taxes, it must confiscate the economy. It must confiscate the private property before it can promise to redistribute even. And we are like a cattle in this field. So what's happening is that one more thing we have to consider here. So individuals, small businesses, small physicians are likely to be compressed so much by these things that they will be getting more and more out of practice. Already that trend has rapidly accelerated. Half of the physicians in the county have left private practices. Because what happens, every dollar you pay to your physician, they only get to take home 25 cents of it. Half of it goes to the cost, another half goes to the, half of the half goes to the taxes, so they only keep 25 cents on a dollar. It's gonna get worse. So, all the individual physicians are likely to get out sooner or later. What's gonna happen is, we will all be part of this big, huge machine like Walmart. I call it Walmartization of medicine. So we'll be all part of this system where we are like cattle, you know, you come in, go out, come in, go out, the numbers of the deal.
Will there be blue light specials? Okay, blue light special online on aisle number 4, colonoscopies, breast exams, and,
transfusions.
And transfusions on line 3, okay.
And I've seen this before. So what happens is when you
become... Well, you grew up in a country
this. And I discussed this before, I think last year was that we had a huge government-provided healthcare system in India. And every city, every village had the district hospitals, city hospitals, rural hospitals, government-provided. And most of the people didn't want to go there. Even the poor ones would rather sell their home rather than going and having a surgery in a government hospital.
Oh, gosh.
And then another thing comes. Let me tell you another thing. Right now, physicians don't unionize. They don't go on strikes. And if you think the physicians don't go on strike in the country elsewhere in the world, you're wrong. When they're employed by the government or big organization, they unionize and they go on strike. In my medical school when I grew up, the hospitals, union strikes by the physicians was a frequent method of negotiation. Every year they will have a couple of strikes in our hospital. Sometimes lasting up to 1 month.
So there would be no doctors for a
month?
There
would be no doctors. There'll be a few doctors they'll get from the crossing the picket lines, but...
And so you'd have to use a private doctor if you can afford it.
If you can afford it.
If you can afford it.
Or if your private doctor is allowed to practice. The other thing they're trying to do right now is, there is a kind of a, some people are trying to say is that, you know, if you're a doctor, you must take these plans. You'll be forced to take these plans. And there's a kind of a movement in the political circle who's trying to do that.
Uh-huh.
How it will play out, I don't know. But if it goes the way of USSR, Soviet Union, or India, it will be a disaster.
I know, and we got to take our last break here, but here's something, you know, everybody needs to think about this. There's, Dr. Danuka has come from socialized medicine. He's talking the truth. He's talking things he has seen. I have traveled, Linda and I have traveled extensively throughout the world. I've been in Croatia where when we asked them about their medical care, you know, living there, I said, but you get free medical care. They laugh. They laugh at it because, yeah, and I've used the Croatian medical care services, by the way. But they said, what we do is, first of all, our tax rate is 65% plus the VAT, value added tax. What they do is they still pay so they can get in to see the doctor they want under the table.
Yes.
Under the table they pay. And I think in England right now is they're on the government service to a certain hour, an hour break, and then they start taking private patients.
Very common.
And it's very common. So what's happening is you have taken our country and made it into a real caste system at that point. If you have a certain amount of money, you can have the medical care. If you don't, and it's going to get worse and worse, is you're going to start seeing people in a large die-off.
Don't get me even started on the caste system.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a break here. Dr. Payush Dhanuk is our guest. We'll finish up here after our break.
Come and get it. This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will again be ablaze as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up the barbecues for their annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Feast. You're invited to join 7,000 of your closest friends and neighbors for food, the fun, and plenty of entertainment. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Whether you choose to make this lunch or dinner, eat it there, or use the convenient drive-thru, your participation will support the annual tradition of Rodeo Week activities put on by the Zany Asphalt Cowboys. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. This Sunday, eat a great meal, support a great cause, and make an Asphalt Cowboy a happy guy. Heck, let's make them all happy. Tickets are $7 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, San Francisco Deli, the Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy. $8 the day of the barbecue. It all happens at Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. this Sunday. Come and get it.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 800-98-STEEL. You must act now. Call 800-98-STEEL. That's 800-987-8335.
Please remember that the Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center are now known as One Safe Place. If you or someone you know is the victim of domestic, sexual, child, or elder abuse, please call 244-0117 or visit our website at ospshasta.org.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Tomorrow, Ted Leidy is going to be on. We're going to talk self-defense and keeping your house safe and the new gun laws that are coming
in.
Also, Catalyst will be with us. This portion of the show brought to you Mount Shasta Spring Water, drawn from their own protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta. Give them a call at 1-800-922-6227 or visit MountShastaSpringWater.com. We've been talking the exchanges and Obamacare and it's enough. Now we're going to talk about we wanted to do is kind of hit in the last 4 minutes. Syria. What do you think about that, doctor?
if I could just fit one line for the healthcare.
All right.
There is a discrepancy in amount of what insurance company and Medicare pays to different providers. And we will see that system. Like, for an echocardiogram, a doctor may get paid $200. Hospital may get paid $400 or $600. Stanford may get paid $2,000.
Okay. Yes.
So they are going to cherry pick those things also. So I will end that now. My favorite thing, Mr. Barack Obama. So if a messiah of peace is going to bring the war, who's going to stand in front of him? And that's what we are seeing right now. All the pacifists who called Bush murderer, whether it's John Kerry, whether it's Barbara Boxer, whether it's Feinstein, whether it's Harry Reid, they're all clamoring for the war.
The war to be expanded. Has not ended yet. It's been going on since 2001 and has never been ended.
But they are managing to snatch the defeat out of the mouth of the victory already in Afghanistan. They want to lose that war, but start another one. And all is being done by a messiah of peace and by all the people who yelled murderer for Bush and who said that peace should be given the chance and no war should be ever done.
Is there the fact that they're saying that that there's evidence that poison gas, sarin, was used in the suburbs of Damascus. That Kerry, who was, you're right, Kerry was one of the most vociferous attackers of Bush over the war, over the purported weapons of mass destruction. Is there the, but I see what's happened in the Middle East here in the last year. We have no, what our, whatever our Middle Eastern policy is, Libya, Egypt, all of them, and now Syria, all of them in states of disrepair, and Iraq is getting, is going in that direction for somehow, and Afghanistan doesn't have a, doesn't have an ending. It seems like we're there to, what, just to leave things into a mess?
We are there to lose. And what really bothers me is that, what are we getting out of it? You get involved in trying to protect people, but what does America get? Nothing but hatred. America freed Afghanistan from Taliban, right? America protected Muslims in Bosnia, right? In Somalia, we tried to stabilize things. What did we get? No praise, no thanks. Forget about thanks. The only thing we get is hatred. We're going to go into Syria. What are we going to get? Hatred. Why should we shed our blood and our money for people who really don't want us there and are going to be our enemies anyway? If they want to do it, fine, go through the UN. Let China and Russia take the blame of not protecting those people.
Yeah, well, the UN's not going to act. So, and there's a reason the UN's not going to act. And then Obama, who's gotten us to the point where this red line is now stopped at the very last second because he realized there is no – people are tired. People are, we're in sequestration where we're forcing people out of the service. We're raising the cost of medical costs for it. We're not supporting them through the VA, and now we're starting to expand another war with equipment that they've just been talking about. You know, it's too much. We got like 30 seconds up.
I have a confession to make. First time I voted for Obama and have regretted it ever since.
Second time.
No, of course not.
That's right. Hey.
But, you know, I wish I could change that, but I can't. It's not just incompetence. It seems almost criminal to me.
Okay. Dr. Payesh Dhanuka, who is author, doctor, physician, and has lots of comments about what he sees as a very dangerous area we're getting into here. Gosh, hey, remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Members of Congress heading into a classified briefing on Syria after some met with the president, who's pushing to punish the Assad regime for a chemical attack it still denies.
President Obama did not draw the red line. Humanity drew it decades ago.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi just out of the meeting at the White House, where Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is live.
Included in this meeting were several congressional leaders and top members of key committees. The president defending his decision to seek congressional authorization.
We will be much more effective. We will be stronger if we take action together as one nation.
The president drawing early support from House Speaker John Boehner.
This is something that the United States as a country needs to do.
Hearings already underway on Capitol Hill, beginning this morning with a closed-door session of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. They'll hold an open session this afternoon, including Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel and Secretary of State John Kerry. Lisa?
Meantime, Mike.